7 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Days program. The Info Bureau is on the air with Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen discussing the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that people are talking about, and probably not much more discussion about anything nationally now, including the GOP, who's the front runner, or who's going on the air, blah, 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 than the defense of marriage, gay marriage, legalizing gay marriage, the bill that was approved in California, Jennifer, that allowed gay marriage folks to feel like they were being discriminated against. So now, a bill to legalize gay marriage in Washington State has won final approval yesterday. Party line vote, pretty much. The governor there said she looked forward to signing the measure. Her name is Christine Gregoire. Gregoire.
Fancy.
Putting the law into an era of putting an end to the era of discrimination. So, in this circumstance, what do you think? 800-510-8255. Gay marriage advocates have won the legal battle here in California. The appeals court says that the voter-approved gay marriage ban is unconstitutional. So now, what are there, 8 or 9 states that allow pairage? Somebody has suggested
not like porridge?
That instead of being married, they are pairied, and pairage should be used instead of marriage. Marriage can refer to a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. Pairage can refer to those of a same sex. And is it not the same, in a sense, if you go back in the history of our country, as the plan or the attempt to keep people of different races from marrying? You know, when I was a kid, there was a big to-do about interracial marriage. And I remember thinking and hearing people who were disgusted by this, thinking it was dirty that a black man would marry a white woman, or a white man would marry a black woman. And by the way, I think more often than not, it's the previous, not the latter. Do you think that's true? Do you think there are more black men married to white women than there are black women married to white men?
Maybe there used to be. I don't know. I don't know if it's such a big deal anymore.
Oh, this is a big deal. You mean in terms of the interracial stuff?
Yeah.
I think in some parts of the country it's still very big.
Because, I mean, when you think about, and maybe this is just my perspective from being in a big city like Los Angeles, but it's not uncommon. You see people of different races all the time. You see Hispanics with white people. You see Asians with black people. Everybody just kind of, you know, mixes now.
It's interesting when you go through who supported this bill in Washington. It included Microsoft, Amazon, Starbucks. They employ tens of thousands
marriage bill, really?
Of workers. Oh, yeah. They got very active. Same-sex marriage in Maryland and New Jersey, in Maine. Let's see. The states that already have gay marriage: New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Iowa.
Wow.
Yeah, you think people, other liberal Northeasterners, but Iowa. So this ruling in San Francisco opens the door for this thing maybe to go to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And if this thing gets turned down, this would be like turning down Roe v. Wade. These people are going to be very thoughtful,
very loud,
very careful about this. This is a heated debate. So what say you? 800-510-8255. We'll take a couple of calls on this as time allows. And Jennifer is going to talk about Katy Perry and Russell Brand in a moment. It's 11 after the hour on Good Day.
Hey there. You've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
800-510-8255. All right, we'll take a few calls on the gay marriage debate. Let's first, though, introduce the discussion of what Russell Brand has said about his divorce from Katy Perry. As a matter of fact, Wendy Williams on her program yesterday was talking with Mark McGrath, who is a member of the group Super Ray.
Sugar Ray.
Mm-hmm. About this decision that Brand has made not to take him. Katy Perry is worth a lot more dough than he is.
Tons of cash, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's listen to that discussion.
In the relationship with Russell Brand and Katy Perry, of course, we all know that they're getting their divorce, and now it's getting a lot of attention. But it appears that it's going to be, they're going to be going away quietly. It's going to be ending, which is the best.
Russell, come on.
Excuse me.
What?
Russell, you've done the manly thing. It's an amicable split. He says he doesn't want half of her $44 million fortune, even though he's entitled to it. There was no prenuptial agreement. That's the way you go out, like a man.
What? Russell, my man, it's called the Chris Judd syndrome. Take it while you go out, man. Get that money. He deserves it. I mean, not that Russell needs any dough, but, you know, do it for the eyes. Take a couple bucks on the way out. I love Katy Perry, but, man, anybody? Okay, I'll be over here. You know what I mean? Take a shot on the way out.
Here's my thing. He's worth $12 million. Now, granted, her career is way hotter than his. Mm-hmm. His is a little lukewarm now, but that was the manly thing to do, and $12 million is nothing to sneeze at.
No, it's not. And chivalry's still alive, I guess, and it's live within Russell Brand.
All right, so what do you think, Jen?
Well, that's really the story. I think that Wendy Williams would not be saying that if it were vice versa and he was the one with all the money in the relationship. But the story yesterday is that the marriage is over. Russell Brand filed his final divorce papers to end his marriage with Katy Perry. And they were only married for 14 months. If you remember, they had that crazy marriage with the Indians and the tigers and the it was a big deal. Yeah. But they didn't sign a prenuptial agreement. When they got married, Russell was the hot one, and Katy was the one that was kind of lukewarm, as Wendy Williams said. But Brand has really done the right thing. He could have taken 50%.
That's from your perspective, the woman's perspective.
Well, I think anytime. This is from any. When I think anybody divorces and they don't have a prenup, I think you kind of take what you came in with, or, you know, you leave with what is yours. So I think that's fair. When I say the right thing, I think it's fair. But she's worth $44 million right now. He's not taking a penny of it, but he is writing a book, and she's not happy about it.
800-510-8255. So marriage and the discussion of same, an important part of what people are talking about today, whether it's gay marriage or in the circumstance of Katy Perry and Russell Brand, what about divorce settlements? See, my whole thing here is the state being involved at all and why it is that people feel like they have to go to the state or go to a church to be, if you want to, I guess marriage is the word, be together. I completely disapprove of any of that stuff. I don't think there's any reason to be married. I don't think there's any reason to have the state tell you what you can and cannot do. Why is the state involved in your personal business, your personal affairs? If you love somebody, you want to be with them, have your own marriage ceremony. That's what I did once with a couple on my farm.
How would you deal with that, with that standpoint? How would you deal with that with stuff like health insurance or...
What business is it of the health insurers as to whether you're married or not? Why is that any concern of theirs?
Because they have to pay for your husband, wife, or significant other.
Yeah, fine. If that's the way the people want... The people who decide they want to be together ought to have the final say on how things are done, whether it's you're the same sex, you're the same race, different sex. Why is that any business of the states? It's like everything else in this country. And frankly, in many places around the world, the state gets involved in an arbitrary and capricious way in a circumstance that's none of their business. And if you want to get married in the church or in some religious ceremony, swell, if you want to. If you don't want to, but you want to be together with somebody, why is it anybody else? It's not my business. It's none of your business. And you can say, okay, what about insurance and all these other things? you work that stuff out. It becomes part of the law of the land. If you're with somebody and you have an agreement, first of all, I don't think there should be, frankly. This is another, I'll throw another stick of dynamite into this. I think everybody should be responsible for him or herself. If you're a woman, you ought to have your own insurance. A man, you have your insurance. All of this stuff is so artificial. You think that's how we came into the world? 800-510-8255. David in Eugene, Oregon, listening to KUGN. All right, David, help yourself.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Enjoy your show.
Thanks. Let's make this quick. I've got about 30 seconds here.
Sure. Yeah, I was just commenting on the gay marriage thing. I know a lot of Christians like to bring up the whole, hate the sin, love the sinner type of deal.
Yeah.
And I would just remind them of one of Jesus' words to his own apostles where he tells them to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's.
And what does that mean? What does that mean? That's a lot of words. What does it mean?
Well, he was talking about taxes, and so he was basically telling them to, let's separate, let's have our own religion. You have what you have with me. The state has their own deal, so there's no reason to mix them, to have them, to interfere into that portion.
You're talking about the government.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got it. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Quick hit calls on some of these issues. We're talking about marriage, the gay marriage debate, whether or not husband and wife should be subject to certain laws of the land, laws of the state. I just don't see it. I know I'm an unconventional guy, so sue me. Thank you. 800-510-8255. It's 19 after the hour. And good day.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during hockey season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
30 seconds left on the power play. Chris Tweeter of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Your girlfriend wants an engagement ring for Valentine's Day, and you really should score here before they bring in another man. Also, quit wiping barbecue sauce in your pants. It's called a napkin. Use it.
She's trying to tell you something. This Valentine's Day, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a
no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
That are in your body. Adrenaline happens at a certain time in a certain way in some bodies because of what's going on, what experience you have. Some people sneeze when they're about to have sex. Jennifer's busy sneezing.
Three wins yesterday for Rick Santorum.
Yeah.
You don't have to vote right now. I was doing the setup to the joke, and people were letting me know how they felt. No, yeah. Three wins for Rick Santorum. Since yesterday's primaries, Rick Santorum's campaign has received $250,000 in donations. Yeah. When Mitt Romney heard this, he said, $250,000? Oh, that's cute. Aren't you a good little Disney? Woo! Big night last night for Rick Santorum, winning three primaries, Colorado, Missouri, and Minnesota. God, I haven't seen Rick Santorum this happy since they canceled Will and Grace. He is... No, Rick Santorum says that he is what the Republicans really want. So Mitt Romney says, well, now that he knows what the Republicans want, he can change those positions. That's not a problem. I can go over there, whatever you need. Well, Mitt Romney was at a loss to explain why he dropped the ball. In fact, his wife is now blaming it on the New England Patriot receivers. Yeah.
Therefore, you can't vote and run at the same time.
Tonight on American Idol, the Hollywood round began. They come to Hollywood as Idol hopefuls and leave as Starbucks baristas. It's an interesting process. I don't like this Hollywood week. I'm fine with American Idol traveling around the country collecting karaoke singers, but don't bring them back here to Hollywood. Take them to Guantanamo Bay or something. The ratings for American Idol are way down this year, and I think I know why. I've noticed that the judges have been very gentle lately, letting the bad singers down. When Simon was there, he'd just tell people they were horrible and to get out. But last year, after he left, it shifted to, they would say, this competition is not right for you. And now this season, they're telling everyone, you're not ready. They're telling terrible singers they're not ready. People in their 40s that they're not, as if next year they will suddenly develop the voice of an angel.
Some big election news, big major upset. Last night, Rick Santorum scored a hat trick by winning the caucuses in Colorado and Minnesota and the Missouri primary. While Newt Gingrich scored a hat trick by eating at a combination KFC Taco Bell Pizza Hut.
Yes! This is the big day if you're a Boy Scout. The Boy Scouts, of course, were founded 102 years ago.
This very day.
So to all you Boy Scouts out there, the Nanu Nanu.
Now, whatever it is that you say, I don't know.
Shaz butt.
The real Boy Scout slogan, of course, is do a good turn daily, which is kind of vague. I mean, do a good turn, what does it mean? Do it like
funny.
This?
Okay, let's go. Keep moving. Craig Ferguson, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, and Mr. Conan O'Brien with some of their late-night humor. 800-510-8255. We will continue with our issues of the day, the events. People are talking a lot about the Gay Marriage Act and what's that all about. Ellen DeGeneres was criticized for being a spokesperson for JCPenney. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, what's the background of that?
Well, JCPenney was actually under attack for choosing Ellen as a spokesperson because people felt, this million mom group felt that she wasn't representative of the... Yeah, she wasn't representative of family values of JCPenney.
Another gay issue. They're all... You notice how sometimes things fall into alignment in these discussions, and this is another thing about whether we're intolerant or not. What difference does it make whether she's gay or not? To some, it does, apparently. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. So many of us rely on our smartphones to take care of just about everything. But in my book, it's still worth bringing a digital camera along to really capture the moment. The good news is that even amateurs can shoot like the pros with some of the digital point-and-shoot cameras that are on the market now. Sony's got a camera called the Cybershot WX9. It has automatic snapshots and image stabilization to correct blurring. It's even powerful enough to produce 3D stills and panoramas. Canon has the PowerShot D10. It's waterproof in depths up to 33 feet, and it can stand a fall from up to 4 feet. This one is a little pricier, but not only is it a great option for adventure travelers, it can also stand up to kids. For managing your photos, take a look at something called the iFi Mobile Wireless Memory Card. It works just like a regular memory card, but it uses Wi-Fi to download and organize photos to your computer, your smartphone, or your tablet. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
When you're ready to save money, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. With our exclusive Way to Save savings account, you can save money automatically. Every time you use your debit card to make a purchase or pay a bill with Wells Fargo Online Bill Pay, $1 is transferred from your Wells Fargo checking account to your Way to Save account. You can also set up recurring daily or monthly transfers to save even more money fast. Call, click, or stop by today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERRAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep pain penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now, 33 minutes after the hour, 27 before the new hour, as this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program focuses on a lot of the news that a lot of people are talking about, and you're welcome to comment, encouraged, in fact, at 800-510-8255. Jennifer on Facebook, perhaps this whole gay marriage debate discussion, maybe just silly things, I don't know if it's silly, parage, what should be a word for a marriage between those of the same sex?
Yeah, I always said garage. That was always my word, was gay marriage, garage. Yeah.
Okay. 800-510-8255. A lot of the gay discussions of marriage, relationships, certainly the gay marriage debate starts it all. But there's a discussion about Ellen DeGeneres, who has become a spokesperson for JCPenney. JCPenney hired her, and there are people who protest it because she's gay. And she answers the, if you were watching her program yesterday, she took some time to answer the critics, and here's an excerpt of that conversation.
You all may know that I've recently teamed up with JCPenney. I'm very excited about that. Because I think it's a great store, but also because I get a great employee discount and I could use some new t-shirts. Anyway, so I'm happy about it and JCPenney is happy about it, but there's a group called 1 Million Moms that is not happy about it. And normally I try not to pay attention to my haters, but this time I'd like to talk about it because my haters are my motivators.
Who doesn't love her? She's just cool. Yeah.
Organization doesn't think that I should be the spokesperson because I'm gay. So for those of you just tuning in for the first time, it's true, I'm gay. I hope you're sitting down. I hate to break it to you this way, but anyway. So they wanted to get me fired, and I am proud and happy to say that JCPenney stuck by their decision to make me their spokesperson.
Business with JCPenney.
You know, it's great news for me because I need some new crew socks, and so I'm really going to clean up with this discount. So, I mean, if they have a problem with spokespeople, I what about the Pillsbury Doughboy? I mean, he runs around without any pants on and basically begging for people to poke his belly. What kind of message is that, you know?
All right, so... JCPenney and Ellen DeGeneres, 800-510. Yep. Why is there so much wrinkle when it comes to this? And in
get
our
it?
Country.
Wrinkle?
Yeah. just, why? 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 I don't get it. What am I missing? Is just something about this that I can't even wrap myself around. I don't get how people who say, it spoils the sanctity of marriage. How in the name of heaven does Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de whatever her name is...
Yeah, they shouldn't spoil your
together?
Marriage.
What is that going to do with your marriage? 800-510-8255. Here's another story, Jennifer.
Okay.
I want to go back to this in a minute. There are a couple of other things here. Today's one of those days when you would... I'd like to be on the air for like 20 hours.
Right, because you have so much to say.
There's so much going on and so many things worth focusing on and talking about. 800-510-8255. So Clint Eastwood wants to start a cable channel, eh?
Yeah, it's Halftime in America.
That's what it's called?
No, it's actually a golf network, which is kind of bizarre. But he made the announcement that he's going to be involved with the Back 9 Network, which is hoping to get distribution on TV, the internet, mobile devices. And so he signed on board. He's going to be on he's the creative board chairman and founding shareholder. That's his official fancy title at this Golf Lifestyle TV network. He's a really big golfer. I didn't know too much about his golf life, but he plays everywhere. He plays at Pebble Beach. He plays all over the place. Yeah. So James Bosworth, who's the network's chief executive, went to him and said that he'll be the sounding board to help develop the programming on the network. They're going to do all kinds of things, including extreme golf, a celebrity challenge where celebrities face off.
What's extreme golf? When you go out, the guy who gets a better shot than you get, you wrap him over the head.
They get thrown into the tiger cage or something.
You wrap him over the head with your golf club. Extreme golf. There's something oxymoronic about that.
I know. They're
extreme
even going to do
golf.
A dating show about golf called A Whole Lot of Love. So Clint is going to have to put his mark on some of those shows.
And it'll be brought to you by Chrysler.
Right.
All right. So Clint Eastwood and a golf channel. 800-510-8255. Back to this discussion about families. Madonna has now, in her post-Super Bowl life, has come back around to wanting to have people talk to her about some of the issues that are important in her life. And she was asked why she's adopted. Does she have a couple of adopted kids?
Madonna? Yeah, she does. She adopted with Guy Ritchie.
Right, okay. That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure. Mm-hmm. Kind of the same thing as Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Just not as many.
Right. And other celebrities have done this. And Madonna said she wanted to give the children a better life. Some people said as a single mom, she ought not to have children. Some people have said that about gay men and women. They ought not to have children. I know in my neighborhood, a couple live across the street. Two women that have been together for a long time have a son who is about 5 years old, I think, now. And the kid's very much loved. So why would you not want to have a child reared in a family that wasn't full of love? People say, well, because it didn't have the influence of both sexes. I guess you can make that debate. It is important.
But then
you can
it's say also that the for same gay. Thing with single parents, too.
Yeah, exactly. So here's another story, Jennifer, a story of a woman named Deborah Feldman, which is becoming a national. This is something that you may or may not have heard about. She grew up in a very conservative Jewish neighborhood by her grandfather. She was raised by her grandfather. She was not allowed to read books in English because her grandfather said they were written in an impure language.
Ooh.
When she was 12, she was sexually assaulted. Nobody wanted to report it to the police. She'd been taught that a man's lust was ungovernable. That it was his business, men are in charge, et cetera, et cetera. At 17, she was pushed into an arranged marriage with somebody that she didn't know. She didn't know what sex was, never heard the word spoken before she was 17. She shaved her head. She wore a wig because she was a part of a very conservative Hasidic Jewish movement called Satmar. And, you know, when you I first read the story, I thought, okay, this is going on someplace in some country that, you know, there are a lot of very extremely conservative Jewish people that live in Israel. So I'm thinking, no, this is New York City. There's a Hasidic community in New York City where she lives, And this is the kind of stuff that you complain about or criticize with the Muslims.
Right.
And that's what the first thing I thought was, hey, this is the story of some Muslim sect or group.
There are extremists in every group.
Yeah, there are. So, and the kinds of things, this is another untold story, like many of the untold stories, that have to do with kind of strange, I'm being nice there, sick patterns of living. 800-510-8255. Let's listen to Al in Evansville, Indiana. Hi, Al. You're on the Good Day program. Hi.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
I know you're well because I've listened on the radio.
Thank you.
So I won't ask. Anyway, this gay stuff you talk about or homosexual stuff you talk about, I don't care what they do in their bedroom. Most of the people I know that disagree with it don't care what they do in their bedroom. What we care about is they stand up and say, hey, I'm gay. You got to accept it and you got to say it's okay. And I don't have to say it's okay.
No, you don't. And that's like, I don't disagree with you. I don't think it's everybody ought to be entitled to his own corner of the world, his space. And it ought to be, in a perfect world, you can have your beliefs and your values and you can enjoy them. You can share your life with whomever, but don't try to push it. Now, there's a difference, though, Al, between pushing, and just saying, kind of leave us alone. There are those people in public who say, just leave us alone. So are you saying they ought not to display their connection in public or just not push their agenda in public?
I'm saying that they shouldn't push their agenda. It's just like the gay marriage stuff.
Yeah.
Marriage is a biblical concept that the government said, hey, I can make a dollar with.
Yeah.
So now we get into the game of marriage, and let's change the definition. No, marriage is a biblical concept. It's not a government concept. Mm-hmm. If they want to spend their life together, that's great for them. I don't care. But don't tell me that it's marriage, because it's not. It's like I say, it's just like, it's going to have a marriage here. Let's have a peeing section in the pool. So don't tell me that doesn't mess up my marriage by having somebody that's gay getting married because it does. It's like having a peeing session in the pool.
Go over there. Got your point of view. Thank you.
It's interesting. That's funny.
That is. How do you pee in the corner of the pool? I'd pee in the middle of the pool, actually.
You would. I know.
800-510-8255. All right. Pretty stimulating conversation. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Hey, guys. Let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter, but the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com. to find out more.
Child Obesity 180 is kicking off a nationwide contest called the Act of Schools Acceleration Project, or ASAP, to find schools that are doing the best jobs of keeping kids active and fit. The group is working with First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign to help reverse the trend of childhood obesity. Funding comes from the nation's leading health plans, according to ASAP charter member David Cordani, president and CEO of Cigna.
As a father of two, I'm very concerned that the percentage of overweight or obese children in America has doubled in the past 20 years. That's why many of the leaders in the health insurance sector are taking concrete steps to improve the health of our nation's youth. The best way to have a healthy life is to start by being an active child in the first place.
ASAP is calling for entries from schools that have come up with creative and fun ways to keep kids active. The contest will award a total of $500,000 in prizes. To nominate your school program, visit www.activeschoolsasap.org.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving.
Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion, so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shif Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during basketball season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
He can clinch it here with his one free throw. So Daniel Nathan of Chicago, Illinois, you just need to focus and get your wife that diamond tennis bracelet she wants for Valentine's Day. The whole season is on the line. And while we're at it, Christmas was months ago. Take down the holiday lights.
She's trying to tell you something. This Valentine's Day, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
800-510-8255. What would you like to say about all of these stories that sort of collide in the same area? Jennifer has yet another example of the power of those who are gay with this CNN anchor role. Is he an anchor, Roland Martin? What does he do at CNN?
He's a contributor.
Contributor.
Officially, don't you love all these titles? Yeah. You know, this is, to me, it's just, this one's a little oversensitive, but CNN has suspended Roland Martin for some controversial tweets that he made during the Super Bowl this past weekend. Martin's tweet made fun of David Beckham for sporting only his underwear in that H&M Super Bowl commercial. He said, quote, "Ain't no real brothers going to H&M to buy some damn David Beckham underwear." He continued, "If a dude at your Super Bowl party is hyped about David Beckham's H&M underwear ad, smack the ish out of him."
Okay. The
ish. The ish. So CNN said that Roland Martin's tweets were regrettable and offensive, language it deems inconsistent with the values and culture of our organization, and they suspended him. No word on when he can come back or if he can come back.
Don't hang up. Oh, no. Oh, don't you do it now. Don't hang up. Oh, no. You can figure that out as we go along here with the next callers on all of these gay issues. What's the deal? 800-510-8255. Michael, put Jim on the air from Shreveport, Louisiana, will you please? Because I'm not able to make my little do-wiki-do here work. We got Jim, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. What's on your plate with regard to all of these things we've been talking about?
Well, homosexuality is wrong because God created marriage.
All right, so let's do me a favor, will you? Can we go to a different place? I'm not being disrespectful here, but in the interest of time, all of those issues regarding the Bible stuff, those have been aired. We understand it's a perversion in some people's mind. So I guess the real bottom line here is, why do you think there's so much discussion of this now? Why are so many people sort of into this discussion now, whether they approve or disapprove?
Because it's a disgusting act, because the fact that if your son, especially for males, that's a death sentence. AIDS is real, and those are the people that get it most.
All right, so Jim, I don't want to be the bearer of bad tidings, but more women are getting AIDS from having sex, unprotected sex with men who have AIDS, than are men. Let me move along. Let me get one more call in here. Brandon in Brownwood, Texas, your thoughts on all the gay discussions. Go ahead, sir.
Hello. I'll be as quick as I can, but you know, just to let you know where it's coming from, I'm a white male ex-correctional officer, Christian from Texas, with 3 children and 1 on the way. So I'm not a liberal crusader, but making laws against gay marriage, I don't get why everybody's upset. But making laws against it is childish stone throwing, because what people are mad about is a religious ceremony that they cannot stop. So they have a tantrum and make a law for forbidding the legal benefits. The same people that all time will tout the gloriousness of the Constitution and then turn a blind eye to wanting to make their religious decrees law.
All right. Interesting, sir. Thanks for the call.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Call for details.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Shelley Palmer now, with an independent overview of a lot of technology and special news. If you've got an old smartphone, listen up. Shelley Palmer's got some help for you in a moment here on Good Day.
It's the Jockey Men's Underwear Sale at Macy's, with 25% savings on our entire Jockey collection. 25% off all Jockey Classic and Bonus Value Packs, including 4-pack boxers, boxer briefs, and 6-pack briefs, plus crew and V-neck tees. 25% off all Jockey boxers, all Jockey pouch and Elance collections, and more. All Jockey Men's Underwear, 25% off at Macy's. Savings off regular prices. Sale ends February 20th.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Amazon struck a deal with Viacom, adding thousands of new titles to its streaming library. Amazon Prime subscribers can now watch episodes from Viacom networks like Comedy Central, MTV, and Nickelodeon. An Amazon Prime subscription is just $79 a year, and it gets you free shipping, too. In other news, the value of your old smartphone may be way more than you think. A study found that after 1 year, iPhones still sell for up to 63% of the retail value. Androids are lower at about 46%. After just 6 months, iPhones are still worth almost 90% of what you paid. And finally, liking a brand on Facebook doesn't necessarily mean you're loyal to it. A report by eMarketer found that 67% of consumers that like a page are just looking to get a good deal. For nearly half of consumers, liking a brand's page has zero influence on brand loyalty. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Castrol Edge, the official motor oil sponsor of the NFL, knows you have the strength to perform. So when you buy a Castrol GTX conventional oil change special for $20.99 or a Castrol Edge oil change special at Advance Auto Parts, you'll get an official NFL hat for the team of your choice free by mail. At Advance, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle by bringing you exclusive deals that will flip your lid. Service is our best part. See store for details.
Old Navy Funimations Inc. is making a buy one graphic tee, get a completely different tee free deal. Great for split personalities. Get one basketball tee and another with Petunias.
I like them both.
Or baseball and rock band.
My two favorites.
Or superheroes and kittens.
Yes! Yeah. Ooh, I think I have multiple personalities. This is terrifying. This is amazing!
Well, swing on in this Friday through Sunday to buy any adult graphic tee and get any other adult graphic tee free. Old Navy, come fun, come all.
While supplies last.
Oh, baby.
Come one, come all, Dougie.
Oh, baby. Baby, baby. Apple is about to lose $1.6 billion in a lawsuit over the use of the name iPad, which had previously been trademarked by a Chinese company several years ago. So Apple out $1.6 billion. They have, like, what, $80 billion in cash, about as much money as the federal government does.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Now, Brazil, in another lawsuit, is suing Twitter. What's that scoop?
Yeah, they're suing Twitter over posts that tip off drivers to police roadblocks in town. And, which is kind of, I mean, I understand this. And they're actually in the lawsuit charging Twitter $290,000 for each day that Twitter or the traffic whistleblowers fail to have these posts removed. So, I don't know. That's a lot of cash, $290,000 each day.
Once the government starts controlling what we can tweet, the world is over.
Yeah, but I understand this whole roadblock thing. I mean, that's...
I don't disagree.
I don't understand it at all.
It's like flashing your headlights. Is that
so
fair?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. Of course it is.
Absolutely.
What are you talking
about?
Yes. 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 Here's another one, Richie. Verizon and Coinstar's Redbox formed a joint venture to sell video services aimed at competing against video rental giant Netflix.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What's the story with that? How's that work?
Well, Redbox has the content, and Verizon has the delivery system, so they want to combine forces and be like Netflix. Netflix, you just turn on your TV, and whatever service you get it through, boom, you get it for
cheaper,
free.
Cheaper? Are they going to offer this cheaper than
Netflix?
I would
imagine they'll try to be competitive.
It'll be competitive. It's kind of like Dish Network offering Blockbuster. I mean, they went together. They joined together so that they could get that Blockbuster.
It's delivery and content.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Inventory.
All right, so people can benefit from it. So
yeah.
Redbox teaming up with Verizon to challenge Netflix. That story, by the way, you can find online at DougStephan.com. 59 FDR.